You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. And thankfully, we finally got British Racing back, so plenty to discuss on this edition. Joining myself, Michael Wood, in the studio, it's John Gibby. John, how are you?
I'm not bad, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Relieved to have racing back because it's been a very quiet couple of days, hasn't it?
I know, I haven't really known what to do with myself, Michael. I've been sat around in my flat by myself, twiddling my thumbs, hoping and wishing for the day when racing comes back, and finding it's going to come back on Wednesday. Of course, the BHA have said there are going to be several precautions in place to make sure that that it can be done safely and we're not having any extended risk of equine influenza spreading around the horse community, which is obviously very, very important. But having racing back is brilliant.
It is indeed. And speaking of that BHA statement, we did have to wait a very long time. It was a series of announcements on Monday, and we had to wait till after 11 o'clock, really, before we got the go-ahead for Wednesday. How do you think, in terms of the reaction to how the BHA have dealt with the whole situation, what are your thoughts on that, John?
Yeah, I personally believe that they've dealt with it very well. They started off when everyone was panicking and everyone was saying, well, the BHA are acting decisively, they're acting quickly, they're bang on the money. And then I think as soon as everyone got a little bit bored of there not being any racing and realised maybe the situation wasn't quite as bad as it first seemed, everyone turned on the BHA, as people are generally want to do, and go, oh, the BHA have made the situation much worse than it needs to be. Look, I think they've acted in the right way. I'm glad racing's coming back on Wednesday. If it wasn't, then we might have been able to have a slightly different conversation, especially with what's been going on over in Ireland recently. But I have no qualms myself. One of their main priorities has got to be for the welfare of the animals involved in the sport, of course, Michael. And that's what they've been doing. So glad they've acted how they had. Glad the racing is coming back. No complaints from me.
Absolutely. And of course, Racing Radio will be back on Wednesday. Plenty to look forward to on Wednesday. The action in Britain gets underway at 2 o'clock with meetings from Southall, Plumpton and Musselburgh. We've also got evening action from Kempton, the 7 race card there. And over in Ireland, we've got action over at Ferry House, the first race getting underway at 1:35. It's been a day, John, we've had plenty of news coming through, particularly looking ahead to this weekend. Obviously, the go-ahead for British Racing, good news, particularly for the big meetings this weekend. And Ascot, in particular, looks an absolute cracker on Saturday. They'll be staging a 9-race card, including the Betfair Hurdle and the Denman Chase. What a card we've got in store, John.
Oh, it's fantastic. I remember Cheltenham being the beneficiary a couple of years ago when Ascot had to abandon a big meeting, and some of their great ones got the Clarence House meeting, I think it was, got transferred to Cheltenham. Now Ascot themselves, you know, Swings and Roundabouts are the beneficiary of what's happened over the last few days in the races from Newbury. Obviously the Betfair Hurdle and also the Denman Chase can be rearranged in what was already a fantastic meeting with the Ascot Chase and the Randall's Towns and brilliant handicaps. Seeing that all on TV, in addition to Haydock, of course, William Hill sponsoring a couple of the big races at Haydock, at Goram Park as well, and also it's Wincanton for the Kingwell Hurdle. So it's one of the better Saturdays, I would say, we've had in a long time.
It is indeed. And speaking of a few big announcements today, John, looking at Cheltenham, it's getting ever closer. The Cheltenham Festival, a couple of little pieces to bring you on the Racing Podcast. The first of those is that Sizing John, the 2017 Gold Cup winner, he's been ruled out for the rest of the season due to an injury setback. And in terms of Native River, trainer Colin Tizard has confirmed that Native River will bypass the Denman Chase at Ascot and will go straight to Cheltenham. an 11-2 shot for the Gold Cup. Does that news or Native River surprise you at all, John?
It doesn't surprise me, but it does put me off him for the Gold Cup a little bit, and that's reflected in the price. I think he was 7-2 before the Tech 1 influenza broke out. And it's because if you look at recent winners of the Gold Cup, so we look at Native River, we look at Sizing John, Don Cossack a few years ago, they're horses who have had a run in between the Christmas period and going to the festival. I don't think that's a coincidence. This year, it doesn't look like that's going to happen for Native River. Well, Colin Tethard's come out and said that's not going to happen for Native River. So that does put me off him a little bit for the big event. But that's just what happens with these things. It's just a saying when you get a lot of meetings cancelled because of snow. Plans change. And I suppose the plans for all yards running horses, not just at the Gold Cup, but throughout the festival, would have been interrupted by what's gone on. The BHA saying that they're going to bring in some extra races to hopefully increase the fitness for some of the horses who have been inconvenienced in the build-up to the festival. So no surprise that it's been an inconvenience. But in terms of Native River's hopes in the Gold Cup, compared to someone like Presenting Percy, I've been a little bit lukewarm on for the event up until now, who is going to have a run before, or has had a run since Christmas. I think it's certainly a negative for the defending champion.
It is, and obviously with the major disruption that we've had currently in British horse racing, the next few weeks will be very, very interesting as the build-up to the festival continues. We've also had news with regards to the Grand National. The weights have come in for this year's Grand National, with Bristol Demai topping the weights in that one. And last year's winner, Tiger Roll, who is this year's joint favourite at 20-1, £2 higher this time around. What are your early thoughts ahead of the big one at Aintree?
Yeah, well, no surprise to see Bristol Demai having won all those grade ones, having to shoulder top weight. You'd have concerns about Bristol Demai given the likely ground, the trip, the track, things like that. But also the handicappers have got to go on the form that the horses are shown on the track at any race course. And Bristol Demai certainly is the classiest of these, in my opinion. Tiger Roll, I think, I don't think you can be too concerned if you're Gordon Elliott about Tiger Roll's weight for this year's National. As with many horses who have come back from the National for repeat attempts, everything's been aimed towards attempt to win another big one. A bit like it was with Many Clouds when he went for a second National a few years ago. I don't think that's a bad weight for Tiger Roll. Of course, he was only a narrow winner last time, but if he turns up in good nick, I believe they're going to get a prep run into him at Goran Park over the weekend beforehand. I don't see any reason why he shouldn't go close, based on what we've heard today, to winning a National for a second time around. And I believe he's the favourite for it with us here at William Hill.
Yeah, joint favourite with the Elegant Escape for the Grand National. Well, let's turn our attentions to Wednesday's action. And John, we've got two races over at Plumpton where you've been having an early look at the card, picking out your best bets for the day. So the 3:40 is our first port of call.
Yeah, I've gone for a Chris Gordon horse in the 3:40 at Plumpton, which might seem very unoriginal if you're back here at this track. But I've gone for Seaweed, who since moving from Tony Martin to this yard, he's shown plenty of improvement. He actually got off the mark two starts ago. He hadn't won a race in hurdles or in any sphere prior to that. Won at this track at Plumpton by 5 lengths. Did it really well there. Couldn't quite back up at a relatively short price at Fontwell last time out, but he's dropping back down in trip for this debut over fences. Now, if you can find a little bit of improvement for the switch to fences, and the manner in which he's been changed to racing over larger obstacles would certainly give me a little bit of confidence that would be the case, then I think he can certainly give the rest of these plenty to think about. There's question marks over a lot of them, and a lot of them have had a chance to show that they're going to be able to be a much better horse over fences, and they either look relatively exposed or they just haven't done it full stop. Shintori is one I'm a little bit worried about, beating Chivers two starts ago here at Plumpton over what was a little bit of a further trip than this. Course form, just like with the favourite Seaweed, is something I like at Plumpton. When you first look at it, you might think it looks like quite a conventional track, sort of oval-shaped. But the turns are quite tight. It's a little bit undulating. I don't think course form is any bad thing to have there. So Shintori I'd be worried about, but he is £11 higher than the time of that win two starts ago. For all that, it's an impressive win. He should be suited by the return to the track, but so should our lad Seaweed, who I think can make a winning debut of offences.
So Seaweed, the selection in the 3:40 at Plumpton. And the other race that we're going to be looking at, John, It's the finale, the 4:45. Who do you fancy in this one?
I've gone for the top weight, Hope's Wishes, in this one. Michael massively outran her odds last time out to finish second in a listed race. Now, that was only four runners. She sent off 50-1 on that occasion. I do not think it was the deepest listed race in the history of National Hunt Racing, but I think she's been pitched in a much more realistic level here in a Class 5 conditionals mare's handicap hurdle compared to some of her recent efforts. She's running in a Grade 2 novice chase prior to that, won by Dynamite Dollars. That was the Wayward Lad at Kempton over Christmas, and I think this is going to be much more her level. She's won off this mark in the past. Switching back to hurdles isn't going to be a problem because she's won in this sphere in the past, and she's also got form on all types of ground. You look at recent races having come on a slightly sounder surface, and you think, oh, soft ground at Plumpton, or what looks like it's going to be soft ground at Plumpton, that could be a little bit of a concern. But she's won over on soft ground in the past, so I'm not too worried about that. And dropping in class on the back of some good recent efforts, and Jordan Naylor claiming £3 as well, up against some other conditional jockeys, Bryony Frost, Rex Dingle, Mitch Bastion, great pilots, but they can't utilise a claim here. So I think Hope's Wishes can defy top weight in the finale.
So Hope's Wishes, the selection for John Gibby. Out of the two that we've picked out there, Seaweed in the 3:40 and Hope's Wishes in the 4:45, which would be your nap?
I'll go for Hope's Wishes just because I think she's going to be a bigger price than Seaweed. So from a value perspective, I'll probably say this now and she'll be significantly shorter than Seaweed. But I suspect she'll be a bigger price. From a value perspective, I'll go for Hope's Wishes.
Excellent stuff. Well, as always, our thanks to John Gibby for his thoughts ahead of Wednesday's racing action. And remember to join us on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. for live tips, commentaries and results for all of the day's racing action. As always, thank you for listening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.